Dr. Bumasir Perk, Hamish Nazian, ain't posting out parrots at the ATI Shark. You are not allowed to advance somebody money to supply parrots throughout the year at a fixed price. If the market price for parrots had not yet been set, as we are afraid that the parrots will go up to a higher price, and he will continue to have to supply you the parrots at the lower price that you fix with him, and that will be ribbit, as he is giving you more parrots than the amount of money that he received from you. You also have sharp posting. But if the market price has already been set for parrots at the time you advanced him the money, then you could advance him the money, and even if the parrots will go up to a higher price during the year, it won't be ribbit. As even though at the time he received the money, the seller did not have parrots, since others do have parrots, and the market price has been set, and he could have bought parrots with the money that he received from you at the price that you set with them, so therefore it is not ribbit. Hayahu tchila lakaisrim. Paisik imo aagadish. If the seller has been the first one to harvest his grain, others had not yet harvested their grain, so therefore the market price has not yet been set for grain, even so, you could advance the seller money to supply you grain at a fixed price. And even if the grain will go up to a higher price during the year, it won't be ribbit. And since the seller has grain at the time he received the money from you, we look at it as if the lokeach has a kinyan on the grain at the time he handed over the money. And if the grain will go up in price, it will have gone up for a shush to the lokeach, and it won't be ribbit. Ve'ala avet shal nabim, ve'ala matan shal teisim. You also could advance money to a wine seller to supply you wine throughout the year at a fixed price. And it will not be ribbit even if the wine goes up to a higher price during the year. Even though the wine seller does not yet have the wine, since he has the grapes in the oven, the kli that holds the grapes before the grapes are put under the press, so therefore it is not ribbit. As we look at it as if at the time the lokeach handed over the money, he has a kinyan on those grapes, and therefore even if it goes up in price, it went up in his rishus, and it is not ribbit. You also can advance somebody money to supply you olive oil throughout the year at a fixed price, even if the seller does not yet have the oil, since he has the olives in a matan, the kli that holds the olives before the olives are pressed, it is not ribbit, even if the olives go up to a higher price during the year, as the lokeach has a kinyan on those days from his time handed over the money. So too, you can advance a potter money to supply you pots throughout the year at a fixed price, even though the potter doesn't yet have the pot, since he has the basim shoyoser, the eggs of a potter, meaning that the potter makes balls out of the earth that he makes the pots out of. Therefore, the lokeach has a kinyan on those basim shoyoser at the time he gave over the money, so it is not ribbit. So too, you can advance somebody money to supply you lime throughout the year, even though he doesn't yet have the lime, since he has already put the wood and the stones in the furnace to make the lime. So therefore, we look at it as if the lokeach has a kinyan on those eighth and ba'avarim, and it is not ribbit, even if they go up in price. U'posek imo ala zebal, kol yemos hashana. You could advance somebody money to supply you fertilizer at a fixed price during the year, even if the mocher doesn't have the fertilizer at the time you advance him the money. Even so, you could advance him the money, as others frequently do have fertilizer, and he could buy fertilizer with the money that he received from you. Rabbi Yosi Omer ain't placing al zebel, elam kain hoysalo zebel ba'asra. Rabbi Yosi says you cannot advance somebody money to supply you fertilizer for a fixed price during the year unless the seller himself has zebel in the akhba, the container that holds the zebel at the time he receives the money from you. Otherwise, it could be ribbit that maybe the zebel will go up in price during the year and he will continue to have to supply you zebel at the price that you fixed with him. But if he has the zebel at the time he receives the money, then the lokeach has a kinyan on the zebel at that time. The chachamim matirim. The chachamim allow you to advance a mocher zebel money to supply his zebel during the year, even if he doesn't have zebel. But the chachama only allow this to be most hachama in the summer, where frequently other people do have zebel, be most hachama, so you could buy the zebel for the money that he received from you at the time that he received it. But be most hachamim in the winter, where it is much more difficult to obtain zebel, then the chachama will admit to Rabbi Yosei that unless the mocher himself has a zebel at the time he received the money, you cannot advance the money for him to supply you zevel throughout the year at a fixed price, as opposed to the Tanakama. The Tanakama allows you to advance the mocher zevel money, even the mosak shamim, to supply you zevel throughout the year at a fixed price. Uposek imo kishar gavoh. We saw earlier in the Mishnah that if the market price had already been set for pears, you could advance somebody money to supply you pears at the market price throughout the year, and it will not be ribbit. Now, the Mishnah is telling you now that you could make up with the meicher at the time you advance him the money, that if the market price will go down during the year, that he will have to start supplying you the pears at the lower price. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm at Apple Pisha, Lo Pasak Imo, Kishar Gavoh, Yacholoymar, Tenli Kadeh, O Tenli Ma'osai. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if at the time the Lokeach advanced the money to the mocher, he did not make up with the mocher that if the market price goes down, that the mocher will have to start supplying him at the lower price. Even so, if the market price does go down during the year, the Lokeach could insist that the mocher start supplying him the pears at the lower price, or he can say, I insist that you give me back my money, I am backing out of the deal. As Mos Einan Konas, at the time that he gave the money to the mocher, that is not a kinyan on the pears, so therefore he has a right to back out since there is no kinyan. Now, even though generally when a lokeach gives money to a mocher to buy a product, if he wants to back out, then he has to be makabo on himself a mishapara. Bezin would give him a mishapara, which is a klala. Bezin would say mishapara me'anchi dora mabo. Me'anchi dora flaga karabachu, that punish the dora mabo, and the dora flaga should punish somebody who doesn't keep his word. In this case, he would not get a mishapara for backing out, since according to Rabbi Huda, generally when somebody gives money for somebody to advance him, when somebody advances somebody money for somebody to supply in pairs throughout the year at a fixed price, that he has in mind that if the market price goes down, that the mocher has to start supplying in pairs at the lower price. So since that is generally understood, that that is the das of the mocher, so he could back out without getting a mishapar. Meseches b'metziah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. Mal ve'adam es harisov chitin b'chitin l'zera avolo lecho. A person can lend his sharecropper wheat for the sharecropper to use that wheat to plant the field, and the sharecropper would pay back the same amount of wheat, but you are not allowed to lend your sharecropper wheat for the sharecropper to eat, and then the sharecropper would pay back the same amount of wheat. The reason why this is usur is because we are afraid that the wheat will go back in price before the sharecropper pays back the same amount of wheat, and since it has gone up in price and it still has to pay back the same amount, he is paying back more valuable wheat than he received, and this would be ribbit. But if you lend the wheat for the sharecropper to plant, this would be mutter, even though the sharecropper has to pay back the same amount of wheat. The reason for this is we are talking about in a place where it is the sharecropper's job to supply the wheat to plant the field, and since he does not have wheat, he has to borrow the wheat from the Baal Habayis, so he is penalized and he has to pay back the same amount of wheat from the share that he would usually take for himself. So we do not look at this repayment of the wheat as a repayment of a loan, just it's a penalty that the sharecropper does not get his full share since he did not supply the wheat to plant the field, and he is penalized that he has to give a certain amount of the wheat that he usually gets to the Baal Habayis. So since we are not looking at this as repayment of the loan, there is no ribbis, and it is mut. Shahari Rabbi Gamaliel Malves Arisov Chitin Bechitin Lazera Beyaker Behuzlu O Bezor Behukru Naito Mehan Kisharazul. The reason why the Mishnah has to speak out that you are allowed to lend your sharecropper wheat for the sharecropper to plant and he would pay back the same amount of wheat is because Rabbi Gamaliel was machmir, as when he lent his sharecropper's wheat for the sharecroppers to plant, he made up with the sharecropper at the time he gave him the wheat to plant, that if the wheat goes down in price before the sharecropper pays back, he still only has to pay back the same amount of wheat, even though it is worth less. And if the wheat had gone up in price before the sharecropper pays it back, then the sharecropper would not have to pay back the same amount of wheat that he borrowed, he would only have to pay back the same value of wheat, so he would pay back less wheat. In this case, of course, there is no problem of ribis at all, since if the wheat has gone up, he only pays the amount of wheat that he borrowed, meaning the value of the wheat that he borrowed, he would pay back less wheat. Below mipnei shahalacha kain ela sharato lahachmer alatmo. Not because that this is the halacha. Rabbi Gamliel understood that alpi halacha, he would be allowed to lend the aris wheat to plant, even if the aris would be mechuyev to pay back the same amount of wheat, even if it goes up, for the reason that we explained. It would not be ribbis in this case, since we do not look at it as repayment of the loan. But Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be machmer on himself, so therefore, when he lent the aris the wheat, he made up with the aris that if the wheat goes up in price, he does not have to pay back the full amount of wheat that he borrowed. So therefore, the Mishnah speaks out that really you would be allowed to lend the aris wheat, just Rabbi Gamliel was machmer on himself.